Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. AI Prompt Engineering Bible 7, Books in One by Tomas Delik, is a practical guide to prompt engineering for generative AI tools. Positioned for readers who want a structured path from basic use to more advanced workflows, the book belongs to the instructional technology and digital productivity category rather than academic computer science. Its focus is on helping users communicate more effectively with systems such as ChatGPT, Midjourney, DALL-E, and related text, image, audio, and video tools. Based on its public description, the book emphasizes repeatable prompt structures, clearer instructions, practical examples, multimodal creation, and income-oriented applications. It is designed for beginners, creators, professionals, entrepreneurs, and intermediate AI users who want more consistent outputs without needing a programming background. Its purpose is not simply to explain what generative AI is, but to show how prompt design can become a practical skill for communication, production, automation, and monetizable services. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a structured prompt framework for turning vague requests into usable AI instructions. The essential theme of the book is that prompt engineering is not a matter of clever phrasing alone, but a learnable communication framework. The book presents prompting as a process of converting unclear intent into specific instructions that an AI system can act on. This matters because many poor AI outputs are caused by underspecified requests rather than tool failure. A vague request, such as asking for marketing copy, gives the model too little context about audience, tone, format, purpose, constraints, or desired output length. A structured prompt forces the user to define those elements before expecting a reliable result. The value of this approach is practical. It helps readers move from trial and error toward repeatable output design. The framework also supports consistency across different use cases, since the same logic can be applied to emails, blog posts, scripts, sales copy, summaries, or planning tasks. For beginners, this reduces intimidation by breaking prompting into visible components. For experienced users, it offers a way to diagnose why an output missed the mark and revise the instruction more precisely. Secondly, practical text prompting for professional writing, marketing, and everyday productivity. The book gives substantial attention to text-based prompting because written output remains the most common entry point for generative AI users. Its examples are described as covering blog posts, marketing copy, professional emails, stories, scripts, and similar content formats. This range is important because each format requires different constraints. A blog post prompt needs structure, search intent, audience level, and organization. A sales email prompt needs offer clarity, recipient context, persuasive angle, and tone control. A story or script prompt may require character function, pacing, genre, and scene direction. By separating these use cases, the book reinforces the idea that effective prompting depends on matching the instruction to the communication goal. The practical benefit is not only faster drafting, but better editorial control. Users can specify voice, length, format, examples, exclusions, and revision criteria, instead of accepting a generic first response. This makes the book relevant for professionals who want AI assistance without surrendering judgment, as it treats AI as a drafting and refinement partner, with the human user responsible for defining purpose, evaluating quality, and adapting outputs to real contexts. Thirdly, multimodal creation across image, audio, video, and combined AI workflows. A distinctive feature of the book is its coverage beyond text prompting. Public descriptions indicate that it includes prompts for AI-generated art, photorealistic images, unique designs, music, narration, soundscapes, video scripts, scene generation, and combined text, image, audio, and video workflows. This broad scope reflects a major shift in generative AI use. Prompts increasingly function as creative direction rather than simple text commands. For image tools, prompt quality may involve subject, composition, lighting, camera style, color palette, realism level, and negative constraints. For audio or narration, the user may need to define voice, pacing, mood, purpose, or sonic environment. For video workflows, prompts often connect script writing, visual planning, scene order, and asset generation. The book appears to treat these modalities as related skills rather than separate technical fields. That is useful because many practical projects, such as ads, social media content, presentations, course materials, or product demos, now combine several forms of media. The emphasis on multimodal prompting helps readers understand that generative AI value often comes from coordinating tools into a workflow, not from using one model in isolation. Fourthly, advanced prompting techniques, including step-by-step reasoning, self-refinement, and RAG. The book also moves into techniques commonly associated with more advanced prompt engineering, including step-by-step prompting, self-refinement, and retrieval augmented generation, often abbreviated as RAG. These topics matter because they address limitations of basic prompting. Step-by-step prompting can help a model organize complex tasks, explain intermediate reasoning in appropriate contexts, or produce more structured plans. Self-refinement prompts ask the model to review, critique, or improve an earlier response against stated criteria, which can raise quality when used carefully. RAG introduces the idea of grounding AI outputs in external information, rather than relying only on the model's general training. In practical terms, this can support more accurate responses when users supply source material, documents, product details, policies, or research notes. The book does not appear to be a deeply technical engineering manual, so its treatment is best understood as applied rather than implementation-heavy. Its value is in introducing non-technical users to the logic behind these methods. Readers learn that stronger AI results often come from iterative prompting, evidence grounding, and review loops, rather than from a single perfect command. Lastly, prompt libraries and monetization models for turning AI skill into repeatable services. The book is positioned not only as a learning guide, but also as a practical toolkit for people who want to apply prompt engineering commercially. Public materials mention a bonus prompt toolkit with more than 500 ready-to-use prompts across text, visual, audio, video, multimodal, advanced, and monetization categories. A large prompt library can be useful when treated as a starting point rather than a substitute for judgment. It gives users patterns they can adapt to different industries, audiences, and deliverables. The monetization angle is also central to the book's positioning. It discusses income strategies, prompt-based business models, services, and offers, which suggests applications such as content packages, AI-assisted marketing support, creative asset generation, workflow design, or productivity consulting. The practical reasoning is straightforward. Prompt engineering becomes economically useful when it solves a repeatable problem for someone else. However, the real value depends on domain knowledge, quality control, client communication, and ethical use of generated material. The book stands out by connecting prompt skills with service design, but readers should still treat monetization claims as possibilities requiring market validation, not guaranteed income. In conclusion, AI Prompt Engineering Bible 7 Books in 1 is best suited for readers who want a broad, applied introduction to using generative AI tools more deliberately. Complete beginners can benefit from its structured approach because it breaks prompting into concrete elements such as context, format, task definition, tone, and output goals. Intermediate users may find value in the coverage of multimodal workflows, refinement loops, RAG concepts, and ready-to-adapt prompt patterns. The book is also relevant for marketers, content creators, freelancers, entrepreneurs, educators, and professionals who want to use AI for writing, ideation, media creation, and productivity without becoming software developers. Its practical benefit lies in making prompt engineering repeatable. Readers can learn how to specify better inputs, evaluate outputs, and revise prompts for clearer results. Compared with narrower prompt books that focus only on ChatGPT or only on lists of sample prompts, this book stands out through its combined coverage of text, image, audio, video, advanced prompting, and income-oriented applications. Its limitation is that it should not be mistaken for a technical manual on model architecture or enterprise AI engineering. Its strongest role is as a comprehensive applied playbook for users who want to move from casual experimentation to structured AI-assisted creation. If you would like to support Tomas Dylek, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.